Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody fucking with my clique. I got the brat with me. I got Bow Wow with me. Shady, y'all. I got Dondre with me. My man Fresh Cocaine with me. This is so, so dead. And me?
We having a celebration.
Y'all know who I am.
We having a celebration.
Yeah.
We having a celebration.
Y'all know what this is.
3 in the morning, niggas is yawning, but I'm as crook as they come. Niggas is boring, see I'm still pouring, brothers just rolled up a blunt. Would you please get out of the way? These real NWAs blowing that smoke in your face while we running the streets of the A's. Shots, some back shots, back seat, some mattress. Thugging that passion, let me know how you want it done. Party like every day, yeah, we high like every day. I'm not trying to throw it in your face, but we living like we on vacation.
D-R-I-A, yes, you should know my name. Keep the bad ones with me, and they always glad we came. Pop, pop, popping bottles of that rose, and man, we so turned up. Baby, don't stop popping. So, so deaf, you know what's up. Ooh, I can change a life.
Yeah.
Boy, come on over here and get yourself a slice.
You want that cake.
And I'ma give it to you. Throw it up, light it up, sit back and watch me do it for you.
Hey.
Yeah.
Roll it up.
Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx chilling with you. Other hosts on the line, Golden Fleece. What it do? Oh, snap. Hold up. Okay, Golden?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hear me?
What's good? Yeah, I can hear you now. What's good?
Ah, man, you know, recovering from, you know, ATL Georgia, you know what I'm saying? Back home, a lot of great stories, a lot of great times out there we had this weekend, man. Shout out to Jermaine Dupri, Global 14, So Def, shut the city down in Georgia.
Oh, my God. Like no other. Definitely want to get into that. Definitely want to talk about some highlights of the night. Hopefully can get some people to call in and share their experience. We'll see what it do. Everybody is recovering, myself included, and I don't even drink or pour up or do any of that. So it's pretty crazy. This is your first time listening to G4T Radio Cut. This is the radio station via the brand and social networking site of Jermaine Dupri. That is global14.com. So do make sure that you head over there, sign up. Don't be too late like you were this time around. You got the exclusive. If you were Global 14, you kind of got in on a couple of parties, things like that. So don't be, you know, this time lagging. Go ahead and sign up, global14.com. Create your account today, your little profile, and see what it do. See what's popping with it. Yeah, crazy weekend. I heard it was broadcasting.
This weekend was bananas, man. We was all over the city, downtown, Buckhead. Wherever we needed to go, we was there. Benihana's,
yeah.
The Castle, the Fox Theater, Compound.
Yeah.
Man, listen, we was turning up everywhere. And
man.
Jermaine Dupri shut that city down, brought out the superstars.
Absolutely.
You know, 20th year anniversary, man. It's just so much to talk about. So many people had so many great things to say about Jermaine and what he was doing out there. Basically how nobody, you know, has ever pulled this off. So it was definitely something to see, something to be a part of. If you haven't seen it yourself, you can go on the website. What's it, AX? I have to get that website that they can go on and watch the actual concerts that took place there. When I say concerts, because it was tons of performers just going up on stage doing their thing. So we'll have that website for you so you can go check everything out if you were not there to witness history.
Yeah, and when we say that, we mean it like it's not being a, what you call it, what do you call it when you decide with it? Bias, yeah. It's not a biased statement at all. It was definitely history, and not just because Jay-Z came out. It was just a lot. It was definitely a turn-up weekend. You're talking actors. It was even outside of the music industry. You had the actors. You had the prominent people of Atlanta. You had the politicians. I mean, it was just a star-studded affair, an event. At the same time, you know, you had the whole city of the ATL, those that were able to get there, different hoods, different generations. I mean, it was just a beautiful thing to see everybody coming together, jamming to the songs, and it was really, really nice. Very excited. Everybody that was supposed to be there was there. Everyone that was expected to be there was there. And again, like, you just really didn't see, you know, there's no negatives. You can't really say anything negative about what happened this weekend. So shout out definitely to Jermaine Dupri. That was a huge thing. I myself was very, very impressed, very pleased, very happy, excited. And I'm glad and thankful that we had the opportunity to be there, you know?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like, the only thing that might have tried to dampen the weekend was the weather.
Right.
The weather was kind of all over the place, you know what I'm saying? But that couldn't even stop it. I mean,
no.
We rolling up to parties. It's pouring down rain. Chicks is out there with skirts barely covering. You know, it was great. It didn't matter because everybody was out. Everybody wanted to party. People are running through the rain, slipping, getting in the venue, and then it's not like once you're in the venue, who cares what happens outside?
Exactly.
Who cares what's going on outside?
Exactly.
You're talking open bars, Ciroc open bars. Like, you're running up to the table like, yo, I want two. You get poured two. Straight. You feel me? I did it. So I was in there, you know what I'm saying? So it was just a great time, and that was all before the concert. I think he had the city turned up since Monday.
Man,
just arrived on Friday.
I arrived Friday. I know you touched down Thursday. I arrived Friday evening. I mean, it was just as soon as I entered the state. I mean, people was just, it was a live situation. And I hate to just, I mean, this is what today's show is about, just getting everybody's opinions, reviews. If you attended the concert, if you attended any of these parties, I don't even talk about combat. I can't wait till we talk about that. Please call in 760-913-4119 because we would like to hear your experience. I'm sure everybody that I've seen, when you go and look at the YouTube comments and when you go and look at the Facebooks and Twitter, shares and retweets and whatnot. Everybody had a good time. Like, wherever you came from, whatever type of music you listened to, I mean, it was a good time. And I'm so happy and proud of the legacy of Social Def, because there was a lot of people trying to say, he's not relevant, he's not there. Like, I've just been hearing that for a minute, so I'm so glad that he showed up, did what he had to do, and said, look, niggas, like, I've been putting on, I've been doing this, it's nothing. I don't have to be in the camera or on the track every time I do something. You know, it's still going down. So it was a nice, very nice situation. And I do want to let the people know who actually did perform and give kind of a rundown, and we can do that in a second. But, yeah, Friday night was definitely nice. I miss Jeezy, but, hey.
A lot of people wrote some great stuff. A lot of people wrote some great stuff after the concert. I don't know if anybody knows, you know, Mad Skills, the rapper from Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually in Atlanta that weekend working.
Mm-hmm.
So he wrote something about it because the whole city was turned up. And
mm-hmm.
what he wrote about it was, it was awesome what he wrote about it. Basically, I wanted to give them a little preview of that, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
You'll
go
know
ahead.
What people were thinking, and they weren't even there. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
They weren't even there, and this is what the city was happening in the city, to the point where they had to take the Instagram and post something. But his points that he made in here was amazing. Let me read off a little bit real
quick.
Okay, dope. Find it. I had it right here. Bear with me, team. All right, here we go. All right, this is from Mad Skills. You know, on Instagram, he's Skills VA. That's Skills Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I was working in Atlanta this week, and the whole city was buzzing about Jermaine Dupri and the Social Def 20th anniversary show. I'm not from the A, so I don't really know how important this was to the city, but I sat down at Fellini's over a slice of pizza and reminisced about all this dude has done. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves when it comes to being a mogul, mainly because of where he's from. This guy was repping ATL before anyone that I can remember was. He got his first major placement at 15 years old. At 17, he wrote and produced a whole album that sold 8 million records. That's 17 years old.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he said, and the last one, he said, here, yeah, read that last one again. 17, 8 million records. But he said,
is that
by 19...
He
yeah,
said,
that's
bring
exactly
it back.
What he said. He put LOL. Yeah, read that last one again.
Yeah.
And then he put, by 19, he had his own label and distribution company. He
mm-hmm.
put out the first female rapper to ever sell a million records, which was The Brat, gave Usher some of the biggest records of his career,
mm-hmm.
and I think people write him off because of Chris Cross, and how young they were, and Bow Wow and how young he was. And
mm-hmm.
he said, he goes, man, them motherfuckers were stars.
Okay.
He bought Mariah Carey back, gave us
mm-hmm.
Anthony Hamilton, Jagged mm-hmm. Edge, Escape, just to name a few. He said, you might dislike him if you want, but I'm sitting here trying to find someone who broke as many artists as he did.
Right.
I don't mean signed people that were
right.
already hot. I mean found people and made them stars.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'll wait for your answer. You don't got one. Hats off to Jermaine Dupri. Congrats, brother. You deserve it. When I read that, I was
yeah.
like, shit. That's a lot of ill Hall of Fame accomplishes
yeah.
shit that man put down.
Yeah, it's a lot, and it got to the point where I even had told him, I think, or I had just put it on the post, and he came through and said, oh, I wrote this. I was like, what? Because, I mean, it just got crazy because, you know, you start listening to your iPod. I got a lot of music, so you listen to your iPod, you go listen to your music, stuff. Then you hear his name, you're like, wait a minute, he did this too? It's really crazy because you didn't even realize that he did some of your favorite tracks, so it's really dope. There was a lot of other views and a lot of other things that came up as well. And I know one thing that I saw him say was, what did he say? The same thing that you said, and or the whoever wrote that review said about he wanted to make sure that all of his artists were different, that they came with a different type of element, that they weren't like any other artist. And so that's very important, and that's something very unique. He said a lot of people like to copy, and that is true. When you kind of go back and look at his roster, nobody is the same like anyone else. You know, if anything, they copied that person that he broke and worked with. So really dope, really dope. And it's just, it was a great weekend. I've seen a lot of people writing a lot of nice things, and a lot of people saluting, a lot of people, even celebs, wishing they could be there. I know Frank Ocean had even tweeted about it, and just a lot of people. So it was really nice. Very, 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 it's history. I mean, what else can you say? It was definitely history. So that was
no,
cool.
That was history. And, you know, he said in an interview, Jermaine said in the interview, which I was like, wow, it brought a point home so crazy. He said,
mm-hmm.
every time I do something, people start wanting to do it. He was
yeah.
like, people used to make fun of me when
mm-hmm.
I would sign people as young as they were. I got a bunch of flack for that, like, oh, he always fucking with these little kids, and he
mm-hmm.
also, even Cat Williams was like, you molested niggas, and all that dumb
oh, wow.
shit, you know. But what is the industry about now?
Right.
Finding the youngest motherfucker they can,
yep.
signing them, and
yep.
making them a star. You're Justin Bieber's of the world.
yeah.
Your mindless behaviors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Austin Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lil Poopy. And what's that other dude, the little dude that hangs with Yo Gotti? Peanut.
Mm-hmm.
All these young people. You know, that people are signing. Chief Keef is 16. I mean, he was doing that back then and getting shitted on, but he was ahead of the time. He was ahead of the curve back then. Like, I'm going to sign Bow Wow, Chris Cross. These dudes were young. And
right.
now this is the trend of the industry. They
right.
even ask, hey, how old is it? That's something that they put on the checkoff list.
Yeah.
How old are they? Oh,
yeah.
She's only 11? Grab her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was doing that way back then.
Right. That's true. You're absolutely right. I got a lot of insight about him that from him, which was great, in the interviews that he's been doing leading up into the anniversary and even now. So it was very, it's been really insightful to know about the journey and the different obstacles he's had. And like he brought up a very valid point about Atlanta not being a city then, or being looked at as a city, you know, it was the South, and having to come to New York and try to get records played and stuff like that. So, I mean, he went into that on the Breakfast Club interview. So that was really dope to kind of see him, hear him talk about that whole process of just trying to get a record played, simply a record played. And then when you look back at all the people, like even at the concert, Little John saying, he gave me my first real job, like that's dope. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people in the industry that are prominent, you know, that are who they are today, even Jay-Z, a lot of them saying, you know, this is how I really got my start and this is how I really did something. So you can't do anything but respect and say, yo, you know, you're doing your thing, you know, you don't, I mean, that's just a great, and then he's very humble about all of what he's done as well, and he continues to want to work and grow and learn, and he doesn't think he has it all, you know, knows it all. He still wants to learn and know, and it's crazy. It's like you're Jermaine Dupri, you know, but he's really dope, and I'm glad that this happened for him and that people get to see and learn more about what he's really done and contributed to the music industry, because it's very important. Especially urban music, so.
Nah, it's amazing what he's accomplished. You know, when I hear the stuff and I read, especially when I read it, I was thinking, damn, what were you doing at 15? What
exactly.
were you doing at 17? Writing and producing a whole album that sold 8 million? Hell no. That's crazy. That right there is nuts.
Exactly.
In itself. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? So, and you saw it. We saw it on the stage. We witnessed it on the stage. The people that came out and showed that love, calling him a living legend. And
mm-hmm.
these are people that everybody looks up to.
Exactly.
Everybody did. This is not, no joke, no game. Anybody try to put on something after him, like this, will fall in the same category.
Exactly.
The category of you're copying this mannequin.
So, right.
I guess he's always ahead of the curve. It's crazy when you really think about it.
Yeah, it is crazy. When you look back and look at all of that, it is crazy. It really is. And he created a lot of trends and that have been set. And he did, I mean, he just did a lot. And he mentioned something about the reason certain records are being able to get the airplay they do now in New York and different cities like that because of things that he did to kind of break into the industry. And it's just crazy. I mean, you got to just be that person. You got to just, you got to be made for it. And he's definitely that and much, much more. So, like I said, lifers, listeners, attendees, everybody that came to the concert or watched it on TV or had a chance to go to any of the parties, we do want to hear from you. Let us know what you thought. 760-913-4119. Friday night, so we went to the party, right? Big Tigger's on the mic. Who else is on the mic? A couple of people. Of course, you have your Brian Michael Cox is there, Jermaine, a whole bunch of other people. A lot of actors that I didn't know who they were. And I hate to say I don't know who they were. I don't know them by name. I know them by face. I heard the Braxtons was there. You're talking about Stevie J. First person I see when we walk in, Shawty Lowe. I mean, that was ironic because I thought about how we were talking about his baby mama show that one episode, but that party was turned up live, like you said, free everything. There's so many YouTube footages and photos floating around of that party, so people can go and check and see that scene and how that was. But Saturday, the concert itself, I already know what your favorite part was, Jay-Z when he came out, but what was one of the most exciting parts for you being at the concert when we got there and everything jumped off?
Definitely Jay-Z. Definitely Jay-Z. I'm a huge Jay-Z fan.
Yes.
Anybody knows me, they know that. You know what I'm saying? but his Pastor Troy, I love the No Playing GA song. That's one of my favorite songs. And every time he performs that or I hear that, it's get crunk time. It's turned all the way up time. But it was so many. It was so different. I'm going to tell you like this. The DJ battle between him and Little John, and you know, regular DJ battle, you play music. You know, somebody says, okay, well, what about this? And they play a record. Well, this one was, well, what about this? And the artist actually came out and performed the record. From Franchise Boys to Young Bloods to Pastor Troy to, it was
this
crazy.
Little Scrappy came out.
Little Scrappy. It was just dope. It was just dope the way that was put together. Man, it's just too many, man. Anthony Hamilton murdered it.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about straight murder.
He
killed it.
Yeah,
Monica came out and sung her whole stole out. Like she had no soul after she sung that a cappella. Yeah. Like, she killed it.
She murdered this thing.
It was just a lot of people, man. Just a lot of people. The Usher, Ludacris, and Little John set.
Oh,
basically, when Usher came out, everything in that Usher set was just unbelievable.
It was.
You had so much to choose from. It's like Jermaine after the Usher set. The Usher set was so crazy. Jermaine was like, okay, good night.
I know.
And then all of a sudden you see a bunch of people, everybody's walking out like, let's beat this damn traffic, let's go.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you hear so that, and the Money Ain't a Thing comes on, and everybody runs back in the theater. And then they know. He just stops in the middle of the stage, and they knew who was coming out. And Jay-Z, let me tell you what the best part about Jay-Z coming out. It was old school Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Hood attire, big ass gold chains, you know what I'm saying? Timberland boots. You was right next to me. I stood up on my damn chair
and
went insane.
You was so I was vibed too, because you know I'm all about Jay-Z, especially he married the Queen Bee. Like I'm a fan of, you know, I'm a fan of Jay-Z as well. I'm just in love with Jeezy, and there's a difference. But I'm a fan of Jay-Z as well. So when he came out, I mean, I know me and you must have punched each other the shoulders, like we pushed each other to the side when Jay-Z comes out. Like, the best part of him coming out, like, when he came out, everybody just, it was like, everybody was cheering, but everybody threw up the whole sign. To me, that was so dope. Like, the everybody
threw up the rock.
Like, yo.
Then he brought out Jeezy. Then he brought out Jeezy.
Yeah, when he brought, you already know I lost it. I jumped in there. I must have jumped 8 feet in. Yeah, I was off the chain. I jumped about 8 feet in the air. As soon as I heard R.I.P. coming on, and Jermaine's like, this is my joint. This is my joint. I looked at you. I said, they better not bring Jeezy out. They better, I'm extra crunk. Knowing he coming out, right? And I'm like, they better not bring him out. They bring him out. I thought I was going to just run and jump on the stage. I was so excited to see him coming out.
Yeah, you were punching me in the arm really hard. And I was like, okay, all right, he's out. He's there, okay. Just the blows kept coming. And I was just like, yeah. Everybody in there was turned up, though. I don't know. I don't understand. I think people, you know, if you wasn't there, like the Fox Theater was like a party concert.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't
crazy.
Like, people just looking at the people are dancing.
Right. In front
of
their seat. It was live. When the Franchise Boys came out, and I put this on one of my social networks, when one of the favorite parts of me as well was when the Franchise Boys came out and did the Lean With It, Rock With It. I'm over there doing the dances, everybody doing the dances. Like, the whole state, when you see everybody, men, women, different ages, like, doing those dances, those in sync, that's dope. Like, everybody's doing your dance. You know what I'm saying? That's dope. Like,
you know what was the craziest to me? When Usher would sing, and you know Usher's got those famous parts of his songs, whether they're in the beginning or the end. When I looked around and seen grown niggas like, oh.
Yeah.
And I was just like, these niggas, they're singing the parts for Usher. Like, it was crazy. Like, the whole shit was so amazing. From beginning to end. It was crazy. Again, shout outs to Jermaine Dupri.
Yes.
The best concert I have ever seen in my life.
Yes,
period.
The very best.
Period.
Hands down. I'm sorry. I mean, think about, I want to give everybody that's listening. I know we keep kind of giving some highlights, but that's what this show is about. I want to kind of tell you guys who all I did perform, if you're not listening. So, of course, the show opens up with Chris Cross, who were dope and had so much energy, and it's like they never had left the stage. You know what I mean? You didn't even know. I mean, they was just perfect. They was right at home. So you had Chris Cross. You had the Brat come out. Jagged Edge came out. Of course, all of us ladies went crazy. Men rocked with them. That's what it is. They get a lot of love. And in fact, speaking of Jagged Edge, behind the scenes, we asked a lot of the people, the celebrities and the executives, who are you looking to see perform tonight? Who are you excited about performing? A lot of people said Jagged Edge. So Jagged Edge gets a lot of love always. Even Don J said she's a huge fan of Jagged Edge. So they came out and did their thing. Also, who came out? Little John, of course, came out and did his thing. You had Young Blood, Scrappy came out. You had Jaquan with Tipsy. Everybody in the club get Tipsy. You had him come out. Bone Crusher came out. Man, Bone Crusher came out, took the shirts off. It was so crunk in there. Like you said, Pastor Troy. You had Nelly come out as well when they did the grills joint. Who else came out? Ludacris. T-Pain came out and Bow Wow. T-Pain came out with Bow Wow's Out of My System joint. And then you had Anthony Hamilton, like you said, Monica, Dondria, Usher, Mariah Carey came out with The Cake, Young Jeezy, Jay-Z, and Escape. And did I say Scrappy? Little Scrappy. And that's pretty much who all came out and performed, which is a hell of a list. So it wasn't long at all. It was very well put together. And like you said, it was just one of the best concerts I've ever been to. So You guys, if you didn't get a chance to check it out, do go to YouTube and just type in Social Death 20th Anniversary, and you're going to pull up pretty much everything from the interviews to behind-the-scenes footage as well as the actual performances. And let us know what you thought and which was your favorite. And it was, like I said, it was just live. And also, I really I want to talk about Little John as well, because when he did the Lovers and Friends, you know what I mean? And everybody was saying his part, the shoddy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
When he was like,
was
I just love, I love when everybody in the crowd was in unison saying certain parts, and that's what makes a hit song. And everybody is listening to now, unsigned artists and things like that. Think about these things. When you make a song, those are going to be the parts that people are going to, you know, sing with you, stand out. Those are going to be the parts that stand out that people are going to want to join when you're doing it or whatever, like performing. Like, it was just certain parts and certain songs like Usher had where the crowd was just, that was they shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the dude was singing that little part. So keep these things in mind. And after seeing these performances, I mean, you actually should go and look at them and study them, even if you're not a fan or whatever, because you cannot get on stage and do anything after seeing this. You need to really step your game up. After you see these people perform, they turned it up to a whole nother level. So killer performances, killer show. I loved every minute of it. That's me. I'm sorry if I talk too much. That's it.
it was an amazing concert. You know, talking about it long-winded, you can't help but do that because it was so much that went on. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, I don't think people understand, like, when you do something like that, like a kind of those big ass festivals is what, you know, usually brings out 15 or 16 artists, you know, and that's from one company throwing a big festival. You know what I'm saying? It's not one person.
It wasn't a concert.
Bringing
exactly.
out all these people for his contributions in music and his record label's contributions to music. You know, when people find out that, you know, and they hear that Jermaine's wrote Confessions and that was Jermaine's story that Usher was singing and not his own, they like flip their wig. They don't know those things.
Exactly. Exactly. And I just think what was so dope to me as well, and I wanted to mention, is the fact that, you know, let's not forget this was a Saturday night. You know what I mean? These are some high profile artists. I'm pretty sure at one point somebody may have called them to book a show. I'm sure there could have been things they could have, you know, been doing. They put all that off to come down there and show support and participate in that. And that was just real to me because that was the dope. I mean, that's dope. It's Saturday night. You got people like Jay-Z flying in, you know, Ludacris coming through, Nelly. I mean, really? You know, a lot of people came and showed support and showed love. And that says a lot about your character and who you are and what you've done. So that alone was just really nice to see. And it was all love. And I remember on my page I had said, like Wednesday or Thursday, I was like, yo, all these names is like the Urban Grammys. And then when Jay-Z came out, he said the same thing. And I was like, thank you. Like, it is. It's crazy. Everybody's here. And, of course, you had your behind-the-scenes folks as well. So we are going to post interviews. We are going to have a YouTube page, and we will give you that link, guys. Actually, next month we're going to the Southern Entertainment Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking forward to that, homie.
Yeah, man, we're going to be out there networking, doing our thing out there at the Southern Entertainment Awards. I'm sure that's going to be real dope. A few models that we interviewed on the show are going to be out there.
Nice.
So, yeah, we're going to have to check them out in person, get some interviews with them. But looking forward to all the travels and work that we got to do in the near future for Global14.com. And if you're not on it, you need to hop on it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a social network that's going to be really booming soon. And, you know, you can't say we ain't trying to told you. You know what I'm saying? We definitely trying to put you on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I keep trying to you know, you guys got to really take advantage of these opportunities. In fact, if you want us to play your music, definitely give us a call, not give us a call, tweet us at Onyx254 at THAGLUE so we can send you the information, the proper protocol to send us your music for our live feedback reviews, as well as we do have A&Rs and we do have music executives that will come on and review the music with us sometimes. So just let us know if that's your preference. However, I like to say we have a nice little ear for music, so do send it to us, and if we're bumping and jumping and ready to go, we will keep it in the queue and play it and get it popping like that. We do have quite a few listeners, and we want to say thank you to everybody that does tune in with us every Wednesday night. Of course, tonight we just kind of, you know, no set format, no set anything, no special guests, just chopping it up, talking about the wonderful So-So Def 20th anniversary, just like the whole nation world is right now. I'm going to take a quick break, come back with a couple of callers about their experience as well as some news for you. So stay tuned, Global 14 Radio, The Cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, streaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rims with the window crack, holler back, money ain't the thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't the thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't the thing.
Come on. Yeah, I want to floss it up.
Come on.
Across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money ain't the thing.
Flex the bro, sign a check for your hoe. Jigga style is love, X and O. Save all your accolades, just the dough. My game is wide, all lanes aside, trying to stay alive. 100,000 for the bracelet. Foolish ain't out of chain to strain your eye. Twin platinum gun, son, aim for the sky. Ice on my bullet, you die soon as I pull it. Willies wanna rub shoulders, your money too young. See me when it gets older, your bank account grow up. Mine's is 1000 old up. Damn near out the rear trunk when I roll up. Moti till I close up, it's all basic. I've been spending hundreds since they had small faces. Rob your stash out, doubled out down in Vegas. Me and JD got it locked crazy. Where you at, haters?
Jaguar switching four lanes, with the top down, screaming out. Money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack. Holler back, money ain't a thing.
Nigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bing. When you hit the bricks, new whip, money ain't a thing. Y'all wanna floss with us? Cause all across the board, we burning up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. Yeah. See the money ain't a thing.
Cake thick, I live the life. Eating crab, watching bitches shake shit all night. I make the big moves, do the big things. Take small groups, turn them into big names. The big dog with the big chains, frostbit bracelet. The match can't say I'm the shit, man. Type of nigga that you need in the cruise. Type of dude that'll do shit you won't do. Can't do, get more burned than a candle. Too hot to hold, too much to handle. In the black sea low, he know if she look, she go. Bye bye with da da. And I ain't gotta say no more. I'm the truth like AI. Got the proof and stay fly. In the safest shit you can never buy. Know why? Cause I write the songs that the whole world sing. I don't know about y'all, but every night I swing. The Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack. Holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price, but the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the bricks, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Yeah, I want to floss with us. All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up. See the money ain't a thing.
It ain't for real till y'all ship a meal. And y'all hit an R&B chick and she fit the bill. Said she loved my necklace. Started relaxing. Now that's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. Went from wholesome to jigger, you awesome. Baby, I don't play on my jewelry, it's light gray. Platinum, spend your whole life in a day. What's down is the bed, roll the dice.
Let's play. So what you in gold and rock and rollie with the ice bezel? Gonna take a lot more to see my level. Where I'm at, your check, you better double that. And personally, your rap is where the trouble at. I'm a Benz bubble cat, leather with the wood grain and the platinum frame.
Screaming,
it's not a game.
Gleaming
from ear to ear, wrist to wrist, ringing chain.
Even
me and Jay-Z got it locked crazy. The Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes. Top down, screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack. Holler back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam. Gleam in the hell with the price of the money. ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dogs that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brick, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Yeah, I want to block with us. All across the board, we burn it up.
What?
Drop a little paper, baby, toss it up.
Yeah.
Slacking on your pimping, turn it up. See, the money ain't a thing.
Oh, so that's Rockefeller, Labo.
Welcome back to Global 14 Radio, the Cut Social Death 20th Anniversary. We're just reviewing, recapping, and highlighting our favorites of this past weekend. Again, social networking site, global14.com. Do head over there and sign up today. Actually, have... What's good, CC?
What's up? You know it's all good in the hood.
Golden,
yes, I had a good time.
Oh, huh? Man.
Can you hear me?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Got you.
I didn't. All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
But
what's
I did.
Up, CT?
What's up, Golden? It was good meeting you again and Onyx for the first time. Y'all just made my night when I turned around. I was, Onyx, look at this African princess. I think I called her that all night. I said, you're just so pretty.
I got the braids in, you know.
Yep. Poetic justice. Put it in a song. All right. Get it, girl. Yeah. But I did. Yeah. I had a great time. You know, my favorite part of the show was when, as you could see me on TV, my baby daddy was grinding in front of me.
Usher.
Usher?
Oh, yes. Yes, I don't know what it is. I don't know if, you know, I think he felt the tiger's presence, and we locked eyes, and it was a wrap from there. He just stayed on my end. He put his cup down in front of me. I said, you want me to hold your drink, baby? I got you. Even, and you, if you can notice, even on that video, that was so funny because I'm like, I'm just so excited. I wouldn't miss that moment right there. I'm going to keep for and cherish for the longest because while he was grinding in front of me, JD and Ludacris start laughing at him. They pointed to him like, what the hell is he over there doing? All in CT face, get it. And I was saying, get it. I said, all right. I know who to holler at the next time I'm in Atlanta. Grace Jones better move out the way. Your chocolate tiger is coming through. Oh, yeah.
I know. Well, we all know. I don't want to get into my question.
She thought to go take Usher for a minute. Well, you know what?
I am. I'm going to do that one.
Usher, he's not with his baby mother no more. You haven't heard anything about him dating anybody new. So, CT, you better go after him. He's for the taking right now.
Well, he do have somebody. Yeah, I think he do have somebody. But it's with him locking eyes with me that night, I felt his presence. I left, and backstage, we locked eyes again. So trust me, you'll be hearing about that one soon. I'll be posting several pictures on Global 14. I might be in several videos. You just never know. You just never know. But then again, I did enjoy myself. And, like, when Jay-Z came out, I was just, like, golden. I didn't stand up in no chair. I didn't have to, but I was like, are you serious? Are you serious? And he just went hard with it. He was just like, I was like, I wanted him to say, Jigga, what's my fucking name? I wanted him to do that one.
Yeah.
But the board, like y'all was saying, the energy of the crowd, that's what made it. It was just a feeling. With Anthony Hamilton's performance, I felt that.
He went crazy. He even did like a backflip off the when he jumped in the crowd.
I looked. I did not know he was a little leprechaun though. I did not know he was that small. He jumped off that stage and scared me. I'm trying to reach out for him. I said, I hope they don't put that on the video because he scared me. I said, did he fall? And then he jumped.
I'm
gonna
tell you right now.
On the stage,
flipped back onto the stage.
Even his
outfit. Yeah.
Even his outfit, he came out there like a little bad dude in a Western.
In a Western,
and it was like the evil dude in the all black with the hat, with the trench.
Man.
I was like, yo, he about to murder
that was
me. But
hard.
Coming from where I'm from, that's my shit
that's
right
it.
There. And he went to church on that joint.
Yes, he did.
He killed that joint.
That's why I said that was for the grownest texture right there. When he was started bobbing his head and he was, I felt that. I was like, yes. I said, we having church up in here. And then here's Monica. Monica's singing love all over me. I said,
oh my God.
And when JD said, Jesus, I had never heard that nigga shout. I said, look at that. He done caught the Holy Ghost up there. He better not turn off this ghost backflip off the stage either now. But, yes. Yeah, I really had a great time. I think JD, like I said, he never gets the recognition he deserves. But this weekend, he put a dent in Atlanta. I mean, he made history. Everybody is talking about it. You can just type in So-So Def on Google, and everything is popping up.
Exactly.
Nothing negative. I've seen only a few, like, oh, the crowd wasn't live enough. What?
Right. And that's what I had said. And then my thing, like a lot of the people in the front were celebs anyway, so are they really going to jump on the stage? Like, what is the deal right now? Like, and they were crunk and turned up, so it was, you know, it was crazy for people. That's the only thing they could say? Like, come on now, that crowd was
and
crazy.
Right, and they have to understand, too, a lot of people, like, for instance, that was sitting, a lot of them that was in the front, a lot of them were still sitting down, but you had somebody, if you had JD's family there, you had mom sitting there, you had people just there to watch the show. You know, you had older crowds too mixed in, so they're not going to jump up and, you know, Pastor Troy come out there talking about, what was his name, Bone Crusher,
with his stomach out
of the club. I'm not going to see this 71-year-old lady up there talking about something. Thanks, I'm a punk. No.
You have to understand.
It's not going to happen. But, hey. It is what it is. I had a great time. I can't pick a favorite, like I said, because all of them were so good. Franchise Bars and everybody. I loved it.
Everybody.
I loved it.
It was awesome.
I missed Criss Cross. That really got to me because I really wanted to see them perform, but we was upstairs at the time.
We were
in the back when they were on stage and came out right as they were coming in or going off,
heading off. We all came out together. Yeah, we were still upstairs. Mm-hmm. And when B. Cox was like, they have started the show, I said, are you serious? And, you know, he was running out. And I went down there, and Criss Cross was like on jump. But from the back to get to the front, it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And once you got down there, it was over with. I'm like, damn it, I missed them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they only performed three songs, if I'm not mistaken. But,
I really wanted to see them.
I even missed Fructify, which is one of my favorite songs, when we were breaking down the equipment at that time and taking it back to the car. But I even missed Brat's performance of Fructify, and I was pissed at that. I got to see it online and heard JD.
I remember seeing Brat.
We came in. On the Brat, though.
Yeah, but it was after Fructify.
Oh, okay, the actual song. Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm.
The actual song, yeah.
He represented.
That was first.
Yeah.
He represented.
Yeah.
She did. She did a great job, too. When she pulled her pants down, and did you see the look? Y'all have to go back and look at the video. When she pulled her pants down, most times she just hit her butt twice. But for some reason, I guess she was just feeling it. She hit her butt about 8 or 10 times. JD looked at her like, what the hell is happening to you?
Everybody was super, super turned up.
Yes, I'm still recovering, so.
It was a party in the theater. They had drinks. I looked to the left, and Rodney Harrison was right to the left of me going crazy. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, that's the NFL player, ex-NFL player, is now the analyst for I think it's NBC football season comes back around.
Okay.
Used to play with the Patriots, Super Bowl champion. He was over there going crazy when Usher was singing. I was like, Rodney Harrison is, everybody was having a good time, man. Everybody was in the building. I think it put a dent in Atlanta, but the music business, period.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of people are going to look at that concert and want to try to duplicate what he did, but it's going to be hard because he did it first, and he did it with some super all-star talent. I mean, you don't get any bigger than Jay-Z in hip-hop,
you don't get any bigger than Usher in R&B, and you don't get any bigger in pop R&B than Mariah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mariah.
Like, so who else can you go to?
Yeah. It was off the chain.
Wait a minute. And you're forgetting somebody. You're forgetting Onyx, Boutang,
Jeezy.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
You know Jeezy as well. So.
Yeah.
It was an amazing, show.
I love Jeezy, but we all know that. I declare that every show. I mean, really. So I already went in CT on how I felt about Jeezy.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Yes, and he's passed you I don't know how many times, and we was waiting upstairs. I said, now, if Jeezy comes up here in this VIP reception, I
know.
I'm going to pass out over there at that microphone.
I would have for real, but see, and that's why it didn't happen, because I know. Because I wouldn't have myself together. You know what I'm saying? And I got to be right. Everybody else walking past me, executives, all these people, and I'm chilling. Like, it's nothing. Jeezy come through, it's a problem real quick. So I'm glad that he did it.
I said the next time, though, I promise you, the next time I run into Jeezy in Atlanta, you know, because you run into him all the time at a JD something, I'm going to call you on the phone, and I'm just going to pass the phone. I'm going to say, would you please talk to my sister?
Yeah, let her know it's real serious, okay? Yeah, it's square business.
Because
so
he was at Detox's birthday party, and it was real nice. So, yeah, he's pretty cool. I mean, but like I said, I was just coming in and letting y'all know my reviews on it. I have nothing bad to say about it. Everything was perfect, like I said, I didn't go to the after party at the compound. I heard that I went over that way, but the traffic was so ridiculous. And then I thought they was about to hit my car, so I turned around, got lost. I said, oh, back to the room. Y'all just call me when y'all be there, and I'll go to the next spot. But $100, a hat, and all this other charges, no, I'm good.
Yeah, compound was such a unique experience. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, it was crazy. You definitely have to be in VIP, period. You cannot go in there with all the all-stars in there turned up like that.
The VIP is not what people think, because VIP section,
it's
really too crowded.
It is.
You just have to stand up on the sofa or just make your way in there. It's really not what everybody
needs.
And it's very smoky. So, hey.
They need to expand that joint, especially when you got about 8 superstars in the building. Mrs. Bleak, Jay-Z, Jeezy, Ludacris, Nelly, all at one time. I mean, Big Boy from Outkast.
And CDJ. CDJ was in there? Oh, my God. So y'all had a good time.
I mean, it was crazy. It was really turned up.
Well,
thank you
let me
know,
you guys. Thanks for having me. Because I hear the music playing, so that's my cue, like the Oscars, but don't run me off.
No,
I hear the music playing.
Just playing the background music. That's just the background music for the interview. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thought the music had started playing like the Oscars. I was going to say peace out, A-Town down.
Oh, Lord,
but I love you guys. And I love you guys, and I'll see y'all at the next party.
Thank you so much. We love
you. Sounds
great.
Love you too, CT. You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Already turned up all the way. Social Death's anniversary. I just want to get y'all's experience. 760-913-4119. I do have another call on the line, and I'm going to pull it. Hopefully, they do have something they want to contribute to say. Area code 720, what it do? Live with the cut.
Hey, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, how are you guys?
Rose, what's
we
up, what's
good.
Up?
What's going on? I've missed the beginning of the show, so I'm not sure what you guys have already talked about, but...
Oh, no, it's all you. We're just kind of talking about the concert. We gave some highlights, gave some mentions about who performed, but how was it for you? Tell us about your weekend in the ATL.
Okay, so I'd never been to Atlanta before, so I was, like, really excited to come out there and see what it was all about. And I met up with a friend, and that was a lot of fun to, like, get to know somebody. I actually met her on Global 14 Spotlight. You guys know who she is.
All right.
Spotlight.
What's going on, girl?
Yeah. So that was fun to, like, hang out with her all weekend. And when we got there, we went and met up with another one of our friends who had, like, an apartment that overlooked the city. So it was really cool to see Atlanta from like way high up and see all the lights across the sky. So it was kind of cool to meet some other people that live there too. Let's see here. We were lucky enough to get into the castle party. I know a lot of people were disappointed and frustrated about that, because I know it was like so private and nobody even knew about like where it was until the very last minute. So
mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough to get into that. I ended up meeting JD's dad, so that was kind of fun.
I know, Michael Mortar. Yeah, that is dope. And can I ask you a question? Where were you coming from? Because you said it's your first time in Atlanta. So where did you travel from?
Oh, I'm living in New York City right now, but I'm originally from Colorado.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. How different was that for you? Was it crazy south? How different is New York City from ATL? I've never been there. Going to New York, I don't know anything about. Is it really like TV? You're catching subways and taxis everywhere?
Yeah, I don't
indeed.
Have a car.
Oh, my
Nobody
goodness.
Nobody really does here. Yeah, you're definitely going around in subways. The subways will take you anywhere, though, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
The main difference I noticed was, like, the clubs here are really small. Like, the compound was huge in comparison to the clubs here. Like,
wow.
Like, when I went to the compound, we got there a little bit early, so we went to the front where, like, the VIP was, and I was literally, like, felt like I was going to get squished by the people. I had to push myself out of that because it felt like you were going to get crushed by people pushing on.
Oh, yeah. And it
was
wasn't...
Like, yeah.
And it wasn't
even
like
so made me appreciate
a...
the clubs here, so...
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's crazy to me. I would expect New York to be... have the biggest clubs, but I guess I did hear about like the size of the apartments and stuff like that, but it just being so expensive, so I guess that would make a little bit more sense. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, it's just different venues that you go to, different clubs in New York. There's a lot of New York clubs are more quaint. Then you got, you know, places like Perfections that you could go to, which is like a stripper slash club. That's pretty nice, you know, a nice size. But most of the parties are really, like, exclusive parties, and they're, like, right on the street. And, yeah, Rose is right. They're not the big clubs. They're not the super three-story clubs, and definitely not the compound size, you know. They're more smaller.
Yeah, they're definitely a lot smaller. And, I mean, I guess it just made me realize, like, I'm really happy that I live in New York. Like, I feel very blessed to live here. I know a lot of people don't get the opportunity, so.
Right.
New York is awesome. New York is awesome.
Yeah.
There's always something going on in New York, especially if you live in the city. There, you know, you got your dope shops, you got your dope food, you know, your Little Italy's, your Chinatowns, you know, just a melting pot. I always call Atlanta a little New York, because when I first started coming to Atlanta, you know, the MARTA system reminds me of the subway. You know, you still can catch the train. I don't know if you've ever been on the MARTA, Onyx, but that's the subway system in Atlanta, except, you know, in Atlanta. But it reminds me of New York. You know, they got their fashion in Atlanta. They got the Five Points joint. They got a lot of different little spots. So, but, you know, like Rose said, you know, a lot of people that visit New York and actually come to New York, they love New York. Like, oh, my God, I want to live here. But it's not cheap. It's definitely expensive. So be ready to spend some paper when you go to New York City. It's not cheap at all.
Yeah. Another thing I noticed about Atlanta versus New York, the people in Atlanta show up. Like, you could, I don't know about throwing a party in New York and having that many people show up to a club either. Like,
wow.
A lot of times they have promoters here that bring people out and have table services and stuff here. They don't, I don't know. I just noticed Atlanta, they come to the party.
Oh, yeah.
But another thing, I don't know, maybe it's just because the venues are here are so small, but maybe if they had it in, like, something huge, then they would sell tickets. I don't know.
Mhm. So how about
that
the concert?
That was crazy bingo.
Did you have a chance to attend the actual the concert?
Yeah, I was up in the balcony, which I loved as well. Like, they had like this blue sky in the ceiling that was really cool. Like, I liked looking at it when they were kind of in between sets and stuff. It made you feel like you were, I don't know, in like a mystical land or something.
I missed that. I didn't even catch that. That's kind of dope. I missed it.
Yeah, because you couldn't really notice it, like, if you're up front or, like, on the below part, because you don't have, like, the whole view of the whole place. So that was something that was kind of unique to the people that were in the balcony.
Yeah.
So I liked that. That was really, really fun.
What did you think about Bow Wow pulling that girl on the stage?
Oh, my gosh. The girls went crazy. All the girls started screaming because they were all wishing that was them.
I know. I was screaming, and I'm not even – it was crazy. I was turned up and screaming for all the dudes.
Yeah,
it
was
just
sitting down doing that part. I remember
– Yeah, he was.
Let me sit down. No shirtless Bow Wow could do his thing. Whether trying to see Bow Wow grind – I mean, you know, grind up on the girls and all that. I was like, okay, that's cool. Now, if it would have been the girl shirtless riding on somebody, that's a different story. But, you know, I love Bow Wow songs. Bow Wow's a dope artist. But when he took the shirt off and started
exactly
a little gyration, I had to sit down.
Wasn't Nelly there, too, with his shirt
off
or something?
Oh, my God. Nelly came through with
his shirt
off.
Nelly was there. You know what he had to do. He had to show everybody that I am the man in here. And shout out to his girl, Tay Hackard, who I saw in the Lenox Mall.
Yeah.
When we were, she's so fine. She's gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yes,
girl.
Beautiful. Tay Hackard from Killeen, Texas. Stand up. Yes, she is. My I have friends that went to school with her. She's always been beautiful, and, you know, they knew that she would be where she is today, so definitely shout out to her for coming through as well. There was a lot of people there in the building. Rose, what was one of your favorite? I know there's so many. I mean, for me, beginning to end, me and Gordon was mentioning that beginning to end. We had someone else on the line, beginning to NCT. What was your favorite part of the concert? If you could just pick one, what was something that just, oh, man, you know, something that just grabbed you?
Okay. I actually posted a sound clip on Global 14, so if you guys find me on there, you can see it. Dondria's performance, actually, because even though she kind of started out like she had a mic problem in the beginning of her performance, part of the performance on my voice memo with my phone, so I have, like, a lot of the clips from the show, and Dondria just killed her performance. I don't know what it was. I think maybe it was either that the crowd just didn't know her song as much as the other artists, so you could hear her better, or if it was just that she actually sung through her whole entire song, because a lot of the artists would stop. They would, like, start their song, and then they would stop, and then start, and then stop. So
that's true.
I think that had something to do with it as well.
That's true.
Plus, it was a lot of guys, and there was maybe, like, two or three females out of that whole lineup. So
That's true.
Yeah, she did do a great job, though. She did a great job. She looked phenomenal. We actually got an interview with her backstage, up in the media room before she went down to perform. And she was loose, man. She was, I'm ready to rock this thing.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go down there and tear it up. So there was no nervousness with Dondria. She was up there dancing around like, I'm ready to attack this thing. And she did just that. She got up there and did her thing. So
shout
out to Dondria. We look for, you know, look forward to hearing more from her in the near future, man. She was awesome. Seemed like a very cool, down-to-earth person. And she got up there and tore it up.
That's right. She did her thing. Well, thank you so much, Rose. We appreciate you taking time out of your Wednesday evening to call in.
You're welcome. it was so good talking to you guys, and it was so nice to meet you at the show and everything. Hopefully, I'll get to see you guys again sometime.
Yes, yes, most definitely. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
It was a pleasure.
Rose
is a great girl. Thanks for calling in. Shout out to Spotlight. If she's out there listening, I know we was having a good time in the castle toward the end. We actually all got in that video that JB put up. If I don't know if y'all all saw it, but we're all in there.
I did. I saw
and Spotlight's
it.
Spotlight's going to drop a new song for you guys soon. You guys should feature her on one of your shows when she does. So.
Yeah, tell her. Yeah, she's got to keep
definitely.
Us posted. Man, there's so much going on. So much talent on Global 14. Thank you, Rose.
Yeah, definitely.
Put that in my
You're welcome.
Song.
Have a good night, you guys.
You too.
Take
Bye.
Care, Rose.
Shout out to Rose for calling in as a Global 14 member. It's so dope, you guys. Everybody that's listening, you heard her say she met people for the first time on global14.com, and now they're friends and visiting one another and things like that. It's a whole different environment and total different network. I actually met Golden, global14.com. So he's from Florida. I'm from Texas. Now we homies for life. So it's really dope how you can come on there and connect with real peeps, not just the Facebooks and Twitters. You really can't do that. I know a lot of people hook up and have relationships, but as far as just a friendship, homies, getting together, networking, building, growing, starting businesses and different business ventures, Global 14 is definitely a great place to do just that and networking. So, again, tools, artists grinding. Actually, people are getting signed from posting their music on global14.com. So you might want to do that. Now's a nice time to get on there and sign up. It's hot right now. Everybody's flocking to Global 14. In fact, you can't even, if you go to sosodev.com, it takes you straight to global14.com. So again, head over there, sign up. This is the radio station via that brand. Holler at us. See what we can do for you. Send the music over. Let's get popping.
Yeah, man, it's a lot. It's a party over there. It's a party over there. You know, we're going to be in a lot of people's city this year, so we'll be letting y'all know all about it, in y'all face with it. You know, and it's definitely time to, you know, promote and support things that are black owned. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, and, you know, not that you can't support anything else that's not black owned. I mean, you know, on the tech side of things, these social networks, you know, you always hear of people, you know, making billions of dollars through, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, sometimes, you know, anybody in the African-American community, we tend to, you know, shun away people trying to pioneer something that you might not understand why they're doing it, but you're supporting everyone else that does it, you know? It was just like what Jason Weaver was talking about with the movies. When they put out their independent films, they need your support. And, you know, we got a lot of power, a lot of buying power. This social network, same thing. You know, Jermaine Dupri brought you a bunch of different accolades and accomplishments in the music industry. And now he created his own social network, which is growing so rapidly. So, you know, everybody should join up. Black, white, blue, green, Chinese, Indian, it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is don't discount what's going on just because, Jermaine Dupri's done some. Hey, you didn't know who Mark Zuckerberg was. You know, you didn't know who the guys from Instagram. You still don't know who those guys
are. No, you don't.
You know what I'm saying? So, You don't know them at all. You know Jermaine. You know what he's done. You know what he's about. And he actually talks to you. You know, that's how we met him. And, you know, now we're working on G14 for him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, sign up, you know, meet new people, and, you know, just do your thing. Interact. Don't go on there beating people in the head with what you got going on. And just interact with people and then let them know what you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I still haven't posted my music on Global 14.
Be social, then network. Be social, then network. That's the meaning of social network.
Yeah. And we, you know, we can go in on that immediately. It's a briefing with the spam and whatnot. But it is dope.
You know how they do. You know how
they do. Oh, yeah. You already
know
that.
Join them. Check me out. I'm the greatest ever. I'm the best ever.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the best ever. My mother told me. I'm great.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta chill out with that.
You do.
Get on and talk to people. One thing I am pissed about Atlanta, it left me with this. I was just getting over my stuffy nose, man. because when did I have that? Like a week or two ago? And I went back there from 80 degree Florida weather to freaking 32 wet, rainy, cold. It was crazy. We running in the rain, running around, and I got back here and it kind of tried to resurface, but I'm trying to knock it out now. But it was cold out. I ain't gonna lie. At least to me it was.
It was cold for sure, and even in the compound, if you was in a certain area, that wind coming through, I wasn't feeling it. Speaking of compound, my goodness, like she said, I never seen so many people come out. And what I did enjoy about it that I'm not used to is seeing a lot of, and even at the concert, even though it was a concert, I'm not used to seeing a lot of black people get together and not fight. Like, it was really nice to see that big of an event. Even though it was that event, it's always something. Like, I have yet to hear about a fight. Nothing happened in the parking lot. You know, people was crunk and having to drive and do, you know, but nothing happened. Nothing. And I was like, I'm so happy about this. I'm proud of everybody.
You know what?
Having a good time. It was a respect factor there.
I think there was one
time
you're
right.
with me and Magoo had tried to get through the crowd and cut through all the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And we got stuck in the middle, just like you, I, and J-Mac did, you know what I'm saying? So me and Magoo got stuck in the crowd, and it started literally waving back and forth. Like, it was about to go down. Like, everybody was like, I don't know if you know why I'm like, you remember Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal when
we was leaning.
Was just like that, like side to side. You couldn't even control your body. Like, the wave was just pushing you. And I for sure thought it was about to be an all-out brawl in the middle of that shit.
Yes, me too.
I started making my way up out of that joint. I was
me
like,
too.
Once the ball starts, you get
because I didn't want nobody, I didn't know if anybody was going to pull out a piece. I'm like, let me move around. Because I'd be sick.
Nobody was in there with a gat.
I know, but see,
they search you. They search you to the T. I mean, the dude almost molested me coming in that piece. I was just praying that his hand didn't touch my junk. I was like, oh, he's too close. He's too close.
Yeah, you're right. The lady
was
all up on the blow stage.
They went hard with them checks. Everything. They didn't care. But
it was the airport.
When I made my way out of that crowd,
Me too.
I was like,
I didn't want nobody to swing
I'm so
and get
happy
caught
I escaped out of that shit.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I escaped out of that shit because I really thought that you could be trampled in that shit. Like,
no,
that was, strong,
I thought about Chicago. I thought about the Chicago joint when that was all happening. Even though it's a big club, I'm like, this is crazy right now. Like, this could literally be, somebody did get stomped on, glasses and all, but on accident, you know what I'm saying? But my thing was just like, I've never seen people be okay and not try to fight or be about, like you said, they might just be used to it, or it just was what it was. I really thought something was, I thought something was going to go down.
It gets crazy. It gets crazy in there. And I literally thought there was going to be a huge fight.
Me too.
But I remember walking out of there and looking back into it. I even took pictures. Mm-hmm. I got pictures on my Instagram. And I said to myself, yo, if there was a massive exit, people would get fucked up. You have nowhere to go.
It was.
So there was this one short girl. Oh, I can't stand her. I don't even know her. I never met her in my life, but I can't stand her. I remember her to the T. She got this little white and black shirt on. She was this little pudgy chick. Nah, she was just little pudgy girl, and her and her friends got like in the middle of this big ass crowd and start trying to back it up on people.
I know.
Like, not only are you big, now you're going to bend over and make yourself even bigger and then try to dance? You're killing me right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at them like, yo, this is not the place to back your shit up on nobody.
Yeah, you can't dance right here. Right. Go
stand
in that,
up straight.
That corner.
And
right.
Get the fuck by.
You're taking up the space. Oh, my God. I know.
Straight,
only thing you can do is have your hand
up. She bends over.
only thing you could do is have your hands up and do some head nods. Like, you show right. It was no room for that right there. She needed to go to the far corner. Over there.
No, I tapped on her shoulder. I tapped on her shoulder. I was like, are you crazy? Are you nuts?
Oh, my God.
Stand your ass up. Don't try to back it. What are you doing right now?
Right.
And I had to get out. That's when I left. That's when I said I couldn't even find Magoo anymore. I was like, you know what? Get up out of here because these chicks are bugging out. They really think this is a party where you got space.
Where you got space
to
do all that. There was no space. Even where Jermaine was standing, there was no space. It was just like, it was crazy. It was crazy. I had told people on my little network, I've never seen anything like it. That was also my first time being in a club where there were that many celebrities at one time, and they all was in there for a long-ass time. Like, it was not just a 30-minute, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, they was in there for hours. I'm like, dang, these niggas are still partying. Like, they was in there. When they there, they in there. And it was crazy. They was doing their thing.
It was so crazy. It was. Let me tell you how girls like girls. you know, you walk past women. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk to them. You know, guys are walking past the girls. They want to talk to them. it wasn't even like that in there. It was like girls would walk past and get stuck with a nigga dancing on them. Like, I remember seeing this one girl's face. She couldn't move and just had to endure this dude like trying to grind on her and shit. And she was like, "Oh my god!" She's just screaming. Her head is on the side of his head, and he's just dancing all hard, trying to grind. And she's just like, "Oh my god! Somebody help! Somebody help me!
Oh,
I can't move! Get this guy off me!"
With me
and
Jay
he
Mac.
Would not move.
Me and
he
Jay Mac. No, they didn't care. Oh my god, the guys took advantage of this night. Cause I've got felt on plenty of times, extra felt, okay, hands and all. They took advantage, and I couldn't do anything because I'm trying to get. It's just no way you couldn't do anything. It was just crazy. It was bad. But and I locked arms with D-Mac at one point because there was a dude to the right doing the most of that same number. Because there was nowhere for you to go, you know? So it's like, what can you do? And, you know, J-Mac
there was
tall.
Some creeps.
Oh,
there
man.
There was some creeps
they
was in there
loving
taking
it. They
advantage,
took advantage
of that shit.
They took advantage. They did. And, I mean, and they I mean, it was crazy. It was a wild night. It was a wild night. I'm so glad it was just a wild night. Look, we're going to take a quick break and come back on G14 Radio Cut. If you have anything you want to share and experience, we do have a lot of behind-the-scenes footage. I wanted to get some stuff uploaded for you guys tonight. We still trying to get the pictures uploaded. It's just everybody is still trying to recover. Y'all got to bear with us. I know I just touched down Monday night. Really, we just haven't had a chance to even get back right and you know, turn down. So I do want to take a quick break, come back G14 Radio Cut a little bit more before we ride out tonight. Again, hit us up 760-913-4119.
Represent your side like me. Drown me if you stick, you catch a hot one. Couple of them down. Belvedere in the rear of the club. Pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So for sure we ain't playing. Hang with no lame. Love
in their best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend, you can come to the back, we got it locked down. Do your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit, don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind, all up in the clubs to have a good time.
Oh,
hey,
where the party at? Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that.
About turning down. I'm over here extra live, dancing, singing along, where the party at, Jagged Edge, So Soul Death, still turned up. We was talking about the So Soul Death 20th anniversary that went down in Atlanta, Georgia, Fox Theater this past weekend. Golden, man, that's my joint.
Yeah, that was, I think that was one of them joints where, you know, everybody knows where they were when that came out.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's favorite video girl. Nobody knows where she is right now, but the girl that was on the beach, she was in every video at that time. I just remember meeting her in Miami one day, and she was so little. And I was like, wow, this girl is super small. But she was in every video.
I remember. I know
so
who you're talking about.
Ethnicity models, they was providing all the models back then. Ethnicity models out of Miami. That shit was crazy. But
nothing but hits, nothing but, you know, good times, good music.
Yeah.
Just brought it all back. Just brought it all back. Put it all in perspective. You know what I'm saying?
So did. Brought you back, took you back, and even like, and back to the Usher when him and JD did the My Way. Oh, that was my joint. You know what I'm saying? You Make Me Want to Lead a One, that one, Do You Make Me Want to? I mean, everybody got crunk and mob with that too. So it was really, really nice. Very exciting time. So Soul Death 20th anniversary, everybody. If you didn't get a chance to go to the concert, hear about it by now, I don't know what you're doing. Don't go to YouTube, Google, pull it up, look at the photos. Check out everybody showing support, showing love. And again, it was just a concert, an anniversary. Nobody was getting an award. Nobody was, that's what's so dope. It was just what it was. It was a celebration indeed of the 20 years of work the general, Mr. Dupree, has put in for his label. And it's a beautiful thing. Very nice.
And they could go on AXS TV too.
Okay, is that what it is?
AXS.TV.
AXS.TV?
AXS.TV.
Okay.
That is where most of the people are grabbing their clips of the concerts from. They actually do live concerts, so you can go in there and search the Social Def concert and find all the clips of the different performances on there as well.
Okay, cool. I'm making sure the people, I'm shooting that out to the people right now as we speak so that they can go over there and check it out. And I do kind of see that little, I guess their logo rather, on the bottom of a lot of the videos. But, again, it's just, it was really dope, and it was definitely history. I'm so glad we got to be a part of it and shared experience with you. It was very nice. Both of our favorites, all of our favorites came out that night. It was just very nice. Pretty dope. Anything else? I mean, we could go on forever, really. But again, we are going to upload. You guys stay tuned and watch the Twitters at G14 Radio, and watch for the YouTube links that we post, because when we post this, YouTube is going to pretty much show everything that we did, a couple of the behind-the-scene interviews. Matter of fact, Shorty the Prince, shout-out to him from 106 and Park, Joe Clear, the couple of the people that we interviewed got a chance to chop it up with. Some of the people
the
we didn't.
The Franchise Boys.
Yeah, the Franchise Boys, Carl Thomas.
You know, Dondria.
I mean, it was just impossible.
A few people back there, Carl Thomas.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was crazy. It was so hard to interview everybody because it was so much going on. Fresco came through. Young Bloods got a chance to chop it up with him in person. That was my first time meeting him face-to-face. It was really nice. And like I said, even when Monica and Anthony Hamilton were sitting down with Vibe and we had the goal and rest of the concert, I mean, we could not be at 10 places at one time. But, man, if we could, it would have been wild. But it was so much going on. We captured as much as we could, you guys, to give you that behind the scenes. You know, that's how we do it in the cut. We give you the behind the scenes. We give you the knowledge behind the music industry. We try to show you how we network and move in these streets like we do. And like Golden said, this year we turned up. We everywhere this year. If you want us to where you are, definitely, again, hit us on Twitter at Onyx254 at TheGlue, T-H-A-G-L-U-E. We'd be more than happy to come speak on your panel, speak at your conference, rep Global 14 Radio The Cut. Golden has his production team. I'm songwriting. So let's get it in. Let's work. Let's network. Let's connect. Let's get these checks. Let's do it.
Indeed.
Let's do it. I want to fast forward myself a couple 20 years. I want to be sitting nice. So, everybody, just again, thank you for all your support. I think that pretty much sums it up for tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, man, we were just pretty much tonight. It was all, you know, ranting and raving about the special weekend. And it was special, man, in every single way. From just hanging out, you know, with the lifers, to the concert, to the after parties, to the pre-parties. ATL was definitely turned up. The weather wasn't stopping shit. Wasn't stopping nothing. You know what I'm saying? We was out there doing what we do, killing it in Benihana. Shout out to my girl, Annabelle and Erica. Out in Benihana. Hennessy shots, sake shots. I mean, we walked out of that piece. We walked out of that piece leaning. Shout out Benihana's and ATL. It's like a damn club in Benihana's and ATL. It was crazy up in there. But, we just had a good time, man. Good time all around. And I look forward to doing it again, you know, even if it's not for an occasion, but getting together with everybody and just chilling, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. It was what it was, and it's exciting. And I just feel like it's just a lot more to come and better days and better times ahead. Definitely one for the books, history for me, and just humbled by that experience all together, all around. Next stop is going to be Nashville, Tennessee, Tennessee. Touching down to the Southern Entertainment Awards, we will be in the building, so please come up, holler at us when you see us. You'll probably be able to tell who we are by looking at what we rock or what we have on. I may have a little bit of Global 14 gear on it, so if you do want some, definitely show up, and holler at us, and we'll hook you up. Again, that's pretty much it. I do want to write out to me and Mr. The Priest, one of our favorite songs, and you already know what it is. Do I really need
put that joint on, man? Ride out to that joint. Shout out all listeners, lifers, everybody out there, man. We go on to next Wednesday. You know, be looking out for the MP3 and the interviews and everything, man. We definitely enjoyed the weekend. Shout out and salute the general Jermaine Dupri. Follow him on Instagram at jwarhol, JWARHOL. And on Instagram is Mr. _ Dupri, because he got some more ill shit coming up. Right after that, he was in the studio with Mariah.
Oh, yeah.
6 a.m.,
that was crazy, 5
a.m.,
huh?
You know what I'm saying? So
be watch looking out in
for,
town.
For some real shit coming out, you know what I mean? So we all going to support that, and we out of this piece, man. I ain't going nowhere that don't got 70-degree weather better for a long time, you dig? So when I'm supposed to come to your city and your shit is cold, I ain't coming right now. I'm going to get my whole shit together and get back on track. Just when I thought I was getting rid of this shit.
Well, that was
allergies before. That was my allergies because Orlando and then Florida start getting hotter than everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So allergies was kicking up. Getting over that, then boom.
Mm-hmm.
80 to 40, 80 to 30, and you know what that do to you.
Yeah.
Came back. Luckily, it just knows, you know, it ain't nothing else. It's just, you know, little stuffiness, but care to get over that, you know what I'm saying? The Hennessy helped me when I was out there, you know, I was tearing that down when I was out there, so shout out to the weekend. I'll take that special weekend. 2013 coming in strong
on a strong note. Nice. Make sure, guys, again, real quick, shouting out the plugs at Global 14, at G14 Radio, at Onyx 254, at The Glue, THAGLUE. Go to global14.com. That is a social networking site. That is what the station that we're on right now is via. Do get over there. Hit us up. Holler at us. Check us out. Let's go. Next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern goes down. We will holler at you.
Yeah. What's up? What's up? That's what I'm saying, though. We got Harris, so we go to the club, nigga.
Don't try. What's that on that beat?
R.I.P. Oh. We just killed the club. Check the tone, not the bottle.
Rest in peace.
When I'm so high, I can't feel the truck. Too many haters in here. I don't
know what that be.
Oh. R.I.P. We just killed the club. Check the tone, not the bottle. Almost killed the stuff.
Killed
when I'm so high, I can't feel the truck. Too many haters in here. I don't feel the love. Look, R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. We just killed the club. Check the tone, not the head. I'm in a brand new drop top Rari with three bitches. Tight to be in the middle of trial with three snitches. And I hit up every club in your city, where niggas at? I be in every club in the hood, where niggas at? Pull up, jump out, stunning like I was baby on my cocaine cowboy shit. Like in the 80s, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock Kim or something? Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bitch. R.I.P. Call him his bear, she thinks she Holly. R.I.P.